Shavuos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Shavuos shele ochal v'ochal paschitin. He makes a shavua that he's not going to eat. He says it's tam, so l'choy is not allowed to eat anything. V'ochal paschitin, he forgot the shavua. And then he ate paschitin, pasoirin, paskusmin, any chayv alachas. Why? Again, like we explained in Mishnah, if there's one shavua here, shele ochal, so he eats three different types of minim. What's the difference? It's all one not eating, says Chayv one carpet. Shvur shele oichal pas chitin, pas oirin, upas kuzmin. He could have said shele oichal. Instead, he said three different minim. And he ate. What he really did was he made three separate not doings, three separate shvurs, and he was over on all three. So then Chayv al kolachas beachas. Now, this is not as simple as it sounds because over here, he couldn't have said shvur shele oichal. He couldn't have been kol all of them. It's not indicative, the fact that he didn't say shvur shele oichal, because he doesn't want to ask you eating fruits and vegetables. He only wants to ask you eating different types of breads. So the fact that he's mefarit over here doesn't mean that he's making three separate shvurs. So here the Mefarshim explains, really in the Gemara, that he could have said shvur shele oichal pas chitin soirin v'kusmin. Why do you say pas chitin, pas soirin, pas kusmin? That means each one is separate, and therefore he's chayv three. It's three separate shvuos. He's chayv on each one separately. One thing to point out is that heyos, it's three different shvuos. What would be if he would eat a half a kazayis of one and a half a kazayis of the other? They're not mitzdarf. It's two different shvuos. He didn't violate either one of them fully. We spoke out before. Maybe it's chatzishe. He's not allowed to eat any of the halves. But lemaisa, he won't be chayv a carbon. He won't be chayv malchus because they're not mitzdarf. Same way. If a person eats a half a kazayis of dam and a half a kazayis of chelev, they're not mitzdarf. It's two different isurim. Even though they both have the same shear, he ate a kazayis of two separate machols asuris. He does not get malchus. Does not mechayev a korban. So the same thing would be over here. Mishnah Gimel shvur shle eshta v'shoso mashkin harbe shvur that he shouldn't drink, and he drank orange juice and grape juice and water. And he chayv alachas, the same idea. Shvur shalo yeshte. Shvur shalo yeshte, yayin, v'shemen, udvash, v'shoso, chayv al kolachas v'achas. Now here we have to point out that in Mishnah Beis we said, the reason why the three types of grains are separate is because he said pas chitin, pas oirin, pas kusmin. What about over here? All he said is he's not going to drink, and he listed off what the drinks are. So this is really a kasha the Gemara. It's a pashat the shalom pshat. And the Rav brings from the Gemara that this cannot be in the regular case. Because over here, l'chur, the fact they said eshte, shaloy eshte, yayin, shem, and dvash, is only that he means these three, lafuke, that he's allowed to drink something else. He's allowed to drink oranges, allowed to drink apple juice, he's allowed to drink Coke. So where does it say over here that he made three shuas? And the answer is, the Gemara makes an akimta over here we're talking about where somebody invited him for a drink. And he doesn't want to have a drink with that fellow. So he makes a shvur shaloi eshte imcho. So that's one shvur. But what happens, the guy is saying, come, have a drink. I want to make a l'chaim with you. I want to make a drink. I want to sit down and share a drink with you. And he says, shvur shaloi eshte imcho yayin v'shemen udvash. So here, the fact that his response is three things means that he wants to ask her up the three things separately. That's the only way to understand what his response is. He needs to be mefarit. Each one of them is a separate shvur, and therefore he's chayv al kolachas v'achas.